And sports this hour with Kevin Coyle, a presentation of Wyoming Building Supply, and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Julian James.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very nice.
29th day of April today, and we get started. Nothing real exciting here for Wyoming history. Can't be every day, right?
Right, and it's been pretty exciting.
1960, Fort Laramie is designated as a site on the National Register of Historic Places. Huh. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
The one we had yesterday was a little less exciting, I would say. We handed over a land deed.
Author and editor Carolyn Lockhart sued for libel.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, every day
can't be. I was going to say, that's about every day now we get something like that.
Every day can't be a big day, right? Jerry Seinfeld is 72 today. Huh. Daniel Day-Lewis, 69. Michelle Pfeiffer is 68. Eve Plum, 68. Remember Eve?
I knew all the others.
Mm-mm.
Brady Bunch.
Oh, Brady Bunch.
I know everybody else.
Okay. Do you know which one she was?
She was the middle girl, wasn't
Marcia?
She? Oh, that's Mar. No, that's not Marcia.
Was that Marcia?
No, Eve is the middle one, I think.
What was the middle one's name?
Oh, Eve. I don't remember, but everyone remembers Marcia.
I know, right? Okay, you're right. Yeah, all right.
You looking it up?
I'm attempting to.
Uma Thurman is 56.
Wow,
today.
A lot of
actors. Yes, it is. 1429. Joan of Arc enters the besieged city of Orleans, France, to lead a victory over the British.
Jan.
Okay, the middle one then. Yeah, yes. Jan. Okay. Jan Brady.
Thanks, James.
Mm-hmm.
Quick on the draw, Google.
I can't provide anything else with that one, so I might as well look it up.
1865, New Orleans falls to Union forces during the Civil War on this date.
Okay.
1913, the zipper is patented.
1913?
Cool. Mm-hmm. Gideon Sundback, a Swedish-born engineer.
Wow.
First zipper.
Everything was a button.
I was going to say, everything else they were just buttoning up.
Or they didn't.
Yeah.
The first zipper was invented for the use on high-top boots.
Oh, that's a terrible play. I wouldn't want that.
That was designed. You have them on now?
I have zippers on my boots.
On your boots?
All right. There you go.
I always get worried about like pinching yourself with any sort of zipper, and putting it on your foot would not be ideal.
Well, it doesn't go on your foot.
Well, I mean, the zipper on your shoes is the ankle part of your foot, or is it not part of your foot?
Technically, it's not, is it?
Of course it is. Ankle's part of your foot.
I can't see it from here, so. All right. Moving on. 18, little mom and son spat there. 1891, specifically to save people the hassle of buttoning long boots. That's why they did it in 1891.
Yeah, they were buttoning boots. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, see, that'd be a lot worse.
Now, here's something you didn't know. The name zipper was coined by the B.F. Goodrich Company. Same company.
Tire company.
What did they have to do with this? Rubber soles.
They used the device on their new rubber boots.
Oh.
And named it zipper because of the sound it made. Yeah. All right.
It's a... Wow. What is that called? When they take a sound and add words to it, an onomatopoeia, is that right? Something like that?
That's what I was
You see it
say.
In comics?
Uh-huh.
So that's what they did. Wow. This sounds like a zip.
Didn't know that. Interesting. Letters. Have you ever looked at your zipper closely? There's letters on it. Not all zippers. YKK, which I've noticed.
Oh, I have seen that like on the little handle.
Right? You'll never guess what it stands for. Yoshida Koga Kabushai Kashi, a Japanese company that produces roughly half of the world's zippers.
Huh.
YKK.
How about that for a industry?
Yeah, I know.
I control half of the world's zippers.
The world's longest zipper is 2 miles long.
Okay.
What's it zipping up?
What does it zip? 2 miles?
Oh, excuse me. 9,500 feet.
Long. Okay. 2 miles.
That's a little better.
It's the length of Sheridan.
9,500 feet. Created for a Dutch stadium event. The roof.
100 feet.
They zip up the roof.
They zip it, I guess? Okay. Sure.
Okay. All right. Didn't know that.
Got to be an easier way to do that. But
I didn't think so. Does
it have a YKK on the handle?
Yeah.
If it's a 2-mile zipper, is it something else entirely?
Yeah.
Zipping up the ocean, I guess, or something.
A dome over the town. Yeah.
Interesting. It's also today, denim day. Only was zipper day, right?
Sure.
Rivets were a fix for ripping in 1873. A tailor named Jacob Davis noticed miners were constantly ripping their pockets, and he partnered with Levi Strauss to patent the use of copper rivets to reinforce stress points.
Still there to this day.
I could be modeling all this today. I just looked at my pants and saw got a rivets. Rivet.
See? There you go. The hidden watch. Do you have a hidden watch pocket on your jeans?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. That's what it is.
A pocket
watch. I thought that was for keys or chapstick.
I mean, it is now.
Well, that's what it's commonly used for now, Julie. Actually, that's exactly what it's used for. Oh. Coins and lip balm, they say.
Yeah, that's
But it was originally designed for pocket watches, and they left it. They decided never to change it. The symbol of... Boy, you just dressed the part today, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. The symbol of rebellion. In the 1950s, jeans were often banned in schools and theaters across the U.S. because they were associated with juvenile delinquents.
Oh.
What a...
After the movie, James Dean and Marlon Brando, rebels. They were rebels. Wow.
If only they could see us now. Most of planet Earth wears jeans.
Wow, check this out. It's a thirsty fabric, too. It takes roughly 2,000 gallons of water to produce the cotton needed for just one pair of jeans.
2,000 gallons? A lot of water.
Modern brands are now pivoting toward dry or waterless finishing techniques.
That would be ideal.
Wow. Wonder what their water bill is.
Are jeans always... Jeans are always the blue ones, right? Is that what we always just classify as jeans?
I think there's... Aren't black ones, and I mean, now they have...
So, like, the ones I have on, those aren't... I'm wearing khaki-colored jeans, or they're not khakis, because khakis are more like slacks.
Right. I would say those are jeans.
They're jeans as well? Okay.
We'll call them jeans, James.
They're jeans.
Do you have a rivet in the pocket?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're wearing slacks, Bob.
I am wearing slacks.
But we have basically the same color. Mine are just jeans.
Right. Okay.
So, there we go.
All right.
Hey, we're describing everybody's outfits here today.
What are you wearing?
Jeez. Exactly. When you pour milk into your breakfast bowl, Rice Krispies cereal,
the
milk after you've dug your hand around for the prize.
After I've stole the prize out? Yeah. Why Rice Krispies go snap, crackle, pop? Why?
Because the air is expanding. Something's expanding.
The milk flows into the crispy kernels. The liquid puts pressure on the air inside and pushes it around. The air shoves against each pocket's wall until they shatter, forcing a snap, crackle, or a pop.
There you go.
I like this.
How'd you know that?
I probably heard that somewhere from... I used to love Cocoa Pebbles, which is basically the same thing.
Right.
Just chocolatey.
The chocolatey Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they snap gravel pop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Double
really?
Whammy.
That just sounds like chocolate milk and chocolate.
Well, regular milk, but because it's sitting in the Cocoa Pebbles, it turns into chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk and cereal?
That's a triple whammy.
That would be a chocolatey breakfast.
Hey, in China, a dog was following his drunk owner along a river when he spotted his inebriated master fall into the water. Dog races home, alerts the neighbor. Neighbor goes, I think I should follow this dog because it looks like that. And back to the river, and there he was. Firefighters rescued the man as his dog stood loyally by.
Aww.
It's like that one show.
Well, the dog had common sense.
Yeah, there you go. Sure.
The
yep.
Run for town, Lassie.
Go, Lassie. I'm in the well.
I didn't know the Brady Bunch, but I knew that one.
That's right, James. Hey, we're talking golden rules today.
Okay.
What's your golden rule? Golden rule? Mm. All right, let me give you some golden rules.
Yeah.
Treat others as you'd want to be treated. That's my favorite one.
I got one.
Yeah.
I got one already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Park in between the yellow lines.
Oh.
Golden rule.
All right.
Don't park over the yellow lines. Don't do any of that. In between. They're there for a reason.
I had karma on that one the other day.
Yeah.
Someone parked so close to me, I had to climb in the passenger side.
Wow.
That's how it should be. If you're outside the lines, guess what?
Yeah, but I wasn't. I was being good that time.
The thing with it is when people leave around you, and then people pull up and go, what's wrong with her?
That's exactly what I do.
Went into the,
I'm like, what are you doing?
You know?
More people can fit in here if you just all park in the lines.
Yes. Knock before opening any closed doors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't base long-term decisions on short-term emotions.
Very important.
Yeah.
It is.
Something I struggle with. Okay. For sure.
All right. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Under promise, over deliver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are all good.
These are good. Have more than you show. Speak less than you know.
Have more than you show.
Okay, what does that mean?
So basically be humble.
Okay.
There you go. You can always learn something from anyone.
True.
Yeah, definitely. Is.
Right?
Yeah.
See, these are all good things to take to everyday life today. Never assume someone is as smart as you, and never assume that you are smarter than anyone.
Sure. Don't wash your hair with shampoo every day. Golden rule.
Is that a golden rule?
Don't do that. It's bad for your hair.
That was random.
That's
bad for your hair.
That was random.
Brush your teeth every day.
Not exactly digging below the surface on that one.
Hey, you say that, but then one day when we're all getting superficial, you're like, I'm losing my hair. And we're like, oh, guess what? You probably shouldn't use shampoo every day.
Always be on time.
Nah, you can, you know.
That's me. Yeah.
I like to be on time.
I like to be on time, too. Doesn't happen always.
I love.
Always is a strong word.
Yeah.
There are life events that
right.
can.
Right.
This one I love the most out of all of them. Well, I like that my favorites, treat others as you'd want to be treated. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Be the person your dog thinks you are.
Yeah.
See, I.
Wow.
Okay. That one I think is surface level because dogs are.
Yeah.
No offense. They're not as deep thinking as human beings.
Time for dinner?
Yeah. They'll love just about if you feed them, they'll love just about anybody.
They love you though, man. All right. I saw Julie making coffee before I came downstairs this morning.
Mm-hmm.
People who drink 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day are more alert, have better memory. No secret. Caffeine can give many people a quick boost. The study found going for that second and third cup may be good for your brain, Julie.
Yeah.
How many cups do you have a day, you think?
Maybe 3.
Oh, that's fair. About many.
Yeah.
You know, maybe an afternoon pick-me-up, but
sure.
That 2 to 3 hour where...
Right. 2 p.m. to 3 p.m.
People go, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just need a cup of coffee.
And you're, said that to and you're the other slumped day. In your chair.
Yeah, I walked by and looked in her office, and she's kind of slumped over a little bit.
Like, I'm just.
Oh, it's no secret.
It must be 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
If I schedule a 2 o'clock appointment with you, I'm sorry.
It's a bad idea. We don't let Julie do math in the afternoon.
Yeah. We're like, Julie, get your orders in before 11.
So then I have my coffee, and I'm alert, and I'm mentally strong.
Because you're a morning person.
I am. A very early morning.
Yeah.
That's weird because we're the exact opposites in that. I'm much more of a night owl. Yeah.
Yes.
I get way more done at night.
I know you are. Okay. Here's some things you didn't know yesterday. 1 gallon of used motor oil can ruin approximately 1 million gallons of fresh water. Wow.
Okay. That's depressing.
Immediately of the Exxon valves.
Exactly.
See,
all the millions of
gallons. But there's been a lot
more
since then.
I was going to say, you do Exxon valves, I think of Deepwater Horizon.
Difference in
generation, I guess.
Yeah.
And all those tankers that go down that are registered countries
that
don't report the people or their.
Well, it's also, I mean, that's why you'll get in trouble if you report it, and they don't want to do that. But then also why they seal those hatches so much is it's like, if it's down there, we can just leave it down there and it won't break.
Wow.
Or so they say.
If it does, then we're in trouble.
Authorities in China shut down a health clinic for selling what they claim to be Nobel Prize winning device that turns water into an all-curing elixir. They sold thousands at $1,000 each. Patients were sold a $1,000 wand for treating the water.
Okay.
a wand. A woman with a heart condition said she felt better after drinking 3 glasses of water.
Wow. It's probably because she drank 3 glasses of water.
That's the peak of the snake oil salesman right there.
Yeah.
Well done.
Placebo.
Yeah.
Take this and you'll feel better. And then you feel better. Hey, we're going to feel for good for a good day today.
Yeah.
It'll be a great day in the neighborhood. Get out and enjoy a beautiful day. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way. Everybody.